Thank you very much for giving me the floor. Good afternoon, everyone. And I want to just extend gratitude to the director for that presentation and for really highlighting the ways in which the three pillars are being taken into account very clearly in the work of the division. I wanted to pick up on something that I believe you would have said at the start of the session, Director, in terms of the name of this particular commission. And I think that came out in a sense in your presentation, because so much of what the division does and what the commission looks at relates to technology. And I can't help but concur with the view that maybe we really should be revisiting the name of the commission just to focus our work a bit better, but have it better reflect the work that we are doing. I wanted to touch on the technical cooperation element, and particularly the subject of our discussions next week, e-commerce. As you know, Trinidad and Tobago, I believe we are the first in the Caribbean to benefit from an e-trade readiness assessment, not because we are the one that wanted it the most, but because we managed to find the funding for it. I guess unfortunate is not the word, but in a sense, yes, as well. I think UNCTAD has these very important tools that have been built out, but the question of access remains a challenging one. So I wondered if you have any ideas beyond the existing structures for how we can build out the benefits of the e-trade readiness assessment and strategy, so that, for example, a wider region could benefit from that exercise. And finally, I just wanted to highlight that in the context of the WTO, and particularly the 13th Ministerial Conference, there is a ministerial liaison related to small economies, one of the elements on which one of the elements that the mandate speaks to is the digital element. And in thinking through what the work could look like going forward, one of the emphases that the small and vulnerable economies group has been underscoring is that it would be very important not to reinvent the wheel, but to have that intergovernmental organizational dialogue going, and to draw on the expertise and the good work that UNCTAD in particular is doing. So I just wanted to highlight that in the context of this discussion. Thanks again.